There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner. Flickering of the lights. A disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story. Share your evidence. Because this isn't just your story. This is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
This is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very, very much for joining me today. Boy, what a beautiful day it is out right now. Driving in and just seeing people just, having a good time being over by, driving by lakes and seeing them out there and stuff. And, I know this is the last weekend of August. All I can think of is like, pretty much once we hit Labor Day, it's time to snow. In my mind, it feels like that's where we're going to go. So I just like, now we're on borrowed time. Now, I know a lot of you out here being in Minnesota, we love our snow. Not all of us, but I've learned to live with it. I've learned to coexist with it. It's not going anywhere. So I'm okay with it. But at the same time, I'd much prefer 70 degrees all year round. I know that's impossible. I know that's a dream state, but I wanted to just share that. And I know a few of you feel the same way also. So don't pretend you don't. Obviously, I started off the show with some Rolling Stones this week. We found out that Charlie Watts had passed away at the age of 80, which is, this is one of those things that as we grow older and the people we've listened to all of our lives, it's just kind of how it goes. And it's just a bummer, though, isn't it? I know that we throw around stuff like it's the end of an era, all that stuff. It's just unfortunate. And also, on our way over here, heard that Ed Asner passed away today. That is also, any one of us who had been watching reruns of the Mary Tyler Moore Show growing up, all this stuff. It's just kind of that, like, wow, I'm growing up. And it seems kind of crappy to put lay over my own feelings over the death of someone, but it's very retrospective, isn't it? When people that you are, you've just kind of thought they're going to be around all your lives. And they're not like, this sounds stupid. They're not like real people in the sense that I know them. They are real people, but they're always like, you just see them on TV. They almost seem immortal on TV, films, music, whatever, that they almost transcend the laws of time. But obviously, as I've been finding out more and more over my whole life, that is absolutely not the case. And also, I do want to just make sure that I throw out there to anyone who's is out in Louisiana. Obviously, Hurricane Ida, just unbelievable. I am quite the weather junkie, so I've been watching the progress of this hurricane. And when I went to bed this morning at like midnight or 1 a.m., it was still a Category 1 hurricane. Waking up this morning, it was Category 4. Holy cow. That's just amazing. And this thing, if you're watching footage, I'm just really hoping that everyone out there is safe. I was going to say something stupid, like anyone who's out there, please call in, let me know what it's like. But the problem is we got to keep those phone lines clean for and open for real emergencies, not because I want to hear how things are going when I'm watching it unfold on television. But just please know, and I know I'm not speaking for myself, all of our thoughts and prayers are with everyone in Louisiana, in the surrounding areas that are being affected by Hurricane Ida, and just really hope that the best possible outcome can come from that. So with that, I do want to just kind of move on here. And today, we're going to just talk about the paranormal. You know, we do this every once in a while. We just do this thing where we just have a paranormal chat, very casual. I have some things I want to talk about, but I also want to hear from you. If you have any questions, anything you want to share, it doesn't have to be questions. And when I say questions, it doesn't have to be like, you know, hey, Greg, what is this? What's this? You know, just what are you thinking? What's on your mind? Let me know. This is a free-for-all. I'm here to learn also. You can call in 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. If you want to do a call-in, you can also, we are streaming on a lot of Facebook at the moment. We're on AM 950 radio, of course. We're on the Paranormal United Network 2, Minnesota Ghost Box, Parafriends Events. If you just want to leave a comment in the chat for the live Facebook feeds, I will see that. We could talk about it that way also. Otherwise, I have a load of things I want to talk about. You know, and before I get to paranormal, you know, a couple people had mentioned to me about a comment I made a few weeks ago about dieting, about watching what I'm eating better. And they were curious what was going on with that. And I just wanted to kind of update that I've going on to the fourth week now. I had given up grains, sugar, carbs, and really have been not having any of them. And meeting with a dietitian every couple weeks to go through what I'm eating, what I'm doing. The point of this is to lose weight, but it's not a race, it's a marathon. I'm sure you've all heard that before, where what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to do it sustainably, because I lost a lot of weight last year and I was gaining it back. And so working with somebody to really try to figure out what it is that I need to do, get down there, 4 weeks into it, you know, I would say about 7 pounds down. This is going to be a slow move to get to the weight that I want to be at. So, you know, if I update and I update you in 2 weeks and I'm saying I'm 8 pounds down, don't think like it's failing. It's just that it's a redistribution of everything that I'm doing. And I really do recommend, you know, as I mentioned and I offered when I brought this up a little while ago, that if anyone wanted to kind of be like a support group or whatever else, and do this with me, not necessarily this, but just support each other for our endeavors to try to live healthier, you know, let me know. I'm certainly up for that. It can be tough. It's not horrible. It's something that you get used to, but at the same time, it is something that that you just have to really want to do, I think, at the end of the day. And I was getting very upset with myself about how it's so easy to gain it back and it's so hard to lose. So, what I'm trying to do here is not something that will, you know, let me just gain stuff back immediately. But, you know, there's a lot of people who say that there's a lot of benefits to giving up the grains and sugar and the, you know, just the desserts and everything else, all the stuff that I love. But I am eating a lot of meats, lots of protein. You know, we're looking at stuff as protein, not food anymore. So that's something that is very, very interesting for me. Now, speaking of protein, Brett, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Are you going to the state fair at all?
Not this year, no.
No? Staying away?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That seems like it's going to be Sturgis in Minnesota.
Yeah. Do you normally go?
Maybe once every 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Not someone who goes every year.
No, I'm not either. And I mean, really, I have to say, probably the number one reason for me not going is going to be because of the food. Because everything is battered. Everything is, not that deep fried is necessarily a bad thing, but it's so difficult to, like, they have, what's the name of those chocolate chip cookies they have over there?
Sweet Martha's.
Sweet Martha's, yes. And, I think I'm doing a really good job. There's some things I cannot be around. I mean, it's too risky. But thankfully, Brett, we are not broadcasting from the state fair this year, right?
Not this year, no.
we don't have the building out there, do we?
No.
That'd be funny. That'd be awesome if we could. I don't know.
We did it a few years ago. Yeah.
Did you
Maybe
really?
In the future. Yeah, yeah. It was before I worked here, but a little before my time. But I know they used to. Some broadcasts out there.
Interesting. It'd be interesting to be out there. It'd be fun to do so, and people be like, you know, when my show's on, just kind of like, what are you? What are you doing? You're weird, you know, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with being weird, you know. That's kind of the thing about it, and that's one of the things that I want to address today in the show, because one of the things that I've been finding and seeing around and stuff is the idea of the way that people, you know, being skeptics to the paranormal, which is fine. It always is fine. But how do they deal with it? How do you deal with it? How do you work with that? Because it is something that is, it's kind of a punch at your pride a little bit, because someone like myself believes very strongly in it. And when people don't believe, you're kind of like, well, I wish you could see it the way that I see it. But I want to talk about in the show today for a little bit at least, and we have a lot of other things that we can talk about too, but I do want to just kind of address how we should, you know, how people react to it. I've had a situation recently which really made me think about what's going on there, and how can that be handled differently? And how do we handle it as paranormal investigators, or not even as paranormal investigators? I mean, we have a lot of psychic mediums who listen to the show, you know, people who metaphysical, and all this stuff can kind of look like witchcraft to a lot of people, and it's not. Yeah, sometimes it is. So that's something we're going to talk about. So when we come back, we're going to start that conversation. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. This is Greg, host of Ghost Box Radio. Create a pathway for connection and enlightenment in your life with Collective Dimensions. They're an inclusive metaphysical shop that specializes in high vibration and healing resources. Collective Dimensions has some of the most gifted practitioners in the areas of Reiki, mediumship, tarot, and more to guide you through your personal journey of spiritual growth. They'll assist you in your journey of self-care. So, awaken your individual and collective awareness with Collective Dimensions. More at collectivedimensions.com. And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. My name is Greg Bakken. Thank you for joining us. Our guest today is me. Well, all of us, really, because we're going to be talking about just some, you know, casual paranormal stuff that might be on your mind. I'm going to talk a little bit what's on my mind. You know, in the next segment, I thought that, you know, if you had an experience that you want to share, put it in the comments where we're streaming, or you can call in at 952-946-6205, you know, and let us know what's going on. If you've had any experiences, I could talk about some of mine. Also, you know, that's the cool thing about this is that everybody's experience is different. And, you know, I think that there is a level, and I think it could be said that even though you have not experienced it yourself, what these people have, or maybe you don't realize you experienced anything at all, that there's a level of respect that needs to go into it as well. And why I say that, and this has been on my mind recently, is that there was a thing that happened a couple weeks ago where we're talking about the spirit box. And as all of you know, and this wasn't on the station, this was just somewhere else. And as many of you know, that's the piece of equipment that I use to communicate with spirits. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It's not clear all the time either. It's not like you get on the telephone and you're getting this very clear response, you know, and that's, I personally believe that that's okay. You know, I think that there's a lot of people who are skeptics, who want to be able to believe, and they're going to believe because it's like crystal clear. Just like, say, that you get a reading from a medium and maybe they get something wrong. Maybe they don't pick up on something, and you always get someone who says, well, you know, well, you're the medium, you should know. But the thing is that, you know, nobody's perfect in the job that they do. Right? I mean, you just, are you perfect in the job that you do? Are you perfect with even in your hobbies? Do you make mistakes? Do you not pick up on things? There is a human element to this. Also, in the case of like paranormal investigating, there's also a technological element which could easily not work for people. And so what ended up happening was I was a part of an interview and started to get questions about Spirit Box and is it real? Does it really work? You know, this gentleman said he's never really experienced it working. He doesn't really believe. How is it possible? All of those are extraordinarily valid points. Okay, let's just start off with that. Being able to say, I don't agree with you. I don't believe that this is real. I don't see how spirits can talk to you through this box or maybe come to you via, you know, psychic energy or whatever else. People who don't believe that, that is okay. That to me is the foundation of paranormal investigation, is to be able to have a very very straightforward look and being partial to what you're hearing. So, you know, you're not right away just going, oh my gosh, a spirit, that's this, that's that. And that part of it was fine. What's frustrating though, and what I'm running into more and more, and I think people run into this in other places also, that's not paranormal is what I'm saying, is that we can't debate anything anymore. We cannot have a conversation about our thoughts and being able to explain our viewpoints. What always seems to happen, as far as I'm concerned, what I'm seeing more and more is people talking over each other, like with this discussion. You know, I'm trying to explain what is going on here. I'm trying to explain what my thoughts are on this, and trying to answer a question, and I just keep getting this gentleman over and over trying to talk over me, explaining that it's, you know, it doesn't work. Then he's upset that his stuff doesn't get noticed as far as evidence. And, you know, it's just, to me, it's like, well, you want your stuff to be, you know, noticed as evidence, but you're not willing to even be open to what I'm putting out there, which is fine. You don't have to, but don't talk over me. Be respectful. I'm curious if other people have run into this also, because it's something that I find really fascinating, but it's also frustrating at the same time. And I think we're going to talk a little bit more about that a little later, but we do have a call right now. Once again, too, if you are wanting to give me a call, do so, 952-946-6205. We're going to go to Laura in Eagan right now. Laura, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm outside at the dog park right now, so it's really awesome. But when you're talking about paranormal being kind of weird, it occurred to me that in human history, we probably, for the vast majority of human history, humans had a sense of the paranormal. Day of the Dead ceremonies,
yes.
Ancestor worship, that believing that there's some type of deeper connection, Plato's cave. I mean, I think that's actually been part of our metaphysics has been part of our reality, probably almost our entire existence.
That is such a really good point, and it is such a great statement. And you know, when you're saying that, the thing that I went to immediately was like, why did it take it? Like, let's look at America. Why did it take so long for anything to start like being noticed again? And immediately, I wonder if it had something to do with stuff like the Salem witch trials. You know, where people are just automatically whether they were or not, and just there is something in my mind that looks at this, and it's like people. It's hard for people to sometimes accept. But to your point, this has been a big part of humanity since its existence, that you're right. We've always coexisted with the dead, so to speak.
Yeah. And I know when my friend lost her parent, and she talked to her parent, And it makes a difference. And I find that too. And, you know, whatever any one reality is, who knows? A lot of people think and write about that in all sorts of different ways. But I know a lot of people find comfort from that simple act. And I think it's actually something that's very, very, very common. And again, Day of the Dead ceremonies, people were raised with that idea of, you know, Asian cultures leaving food out. And I mean, there's so much throughout the world. I bet it's actually far more common to have some type of belief in honoring ancestors as still existing on some plane.
Yeah.
I think that's actually a very common belief.
Absolutely. And Laura, thank you so very much for your call.
Sure.
I greatly appreciate it. And what a great point that came up there. And I don't know about you folks, but I always talk to my parents. And my parents have passed away a number of years ago. My mom, it's going to be 2 years since she passed away. My dad, 6. And I still talk to them. I talk to my pets who passed away, and as if, you know, they're still around. And I actually, like Laura, I think it's very healthy. It's a very healthy thing to do, because what's happening here is that it's not because we're not letting go. It's not that we're not able to let go. It's because we still love them, and we still, I mean, I think deep down a lot of us believe that we're still able to have that communication with them. And like Laura said, all around the world, there's all these wonderful tributes to loved ones who have died, and that it's not weird. It's not a book closing. It's the next chapter. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to talk about your paranormal experiences, and we're going to talk about whatever else we want to, because that's what this show's about. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. And I'm looking over at the Collective Dimensions website right now, collectivedimensions.com. And I would draw your attention going over to their website. Go over to practitioners, scroll down, and you're going to see a new gentleman there, Damien, and he does massage therapy. And I haven't had a chance to get an appointment with him yet, but I heard he's pretty darn good. And, you know, he's going to be on that page along with a number of really, really talented practitioners doing everything from psychic medium readings to Reiki to oracle card and other divination readings, crystal healing therapy, dream interpretation, oracle reading, past life regression, all of this stuff. You know, I mentioned a couple weeks ago, I was there. Ane came along with also, and it's just such a wonderful experience going in there. Everyone's super, super friendly, and they really know what they're doing. And I've been to a number of these places before, and this is by far just a real treat to be able to go in there. So as I always say, go to their website, collectivedimensions.com. Also, they are located in Crystal, 5701 Kentucky Avenue North. They're in Suite 104. Very, very easy to find. And you can also give them a call, 763-999-4823. And honestly, check it out. There's a lot of stuff going on there. They also just added some new events to their calendar. They have a lot going on. If you just want to dip your toe into that metaphysical world, go talk to them. They are not pushy at all. They're going to just go at your pace, and you're not going to regret it. So just collectivedimensions.com. Now, we're going to pick up our conversation here, and I'm welcoming anybody who wants to share anything that they have experienced paranormal-wise. And we got some people in the comments. You could do so at 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. You know, share what you want. If you've had an experience, and even if you think, oh, I'm not sure if it was experience or not, I certainly think that it's well worth just talking about. And I'm not here to tell you if it's an experience, okay? First of all, let's get that out of the way. I am not someone who can tell you whether or not you've had an experience. I can give you my idea, but if you feel like it was experience, own it, take it, enjoy it. Because when you start doubting it, then I just feel like that you're kind of down on the possibilities of what can happen. So first of all, Pamela in the chat. She just says, I've worked in nursing homes and hospitals where the dying patients saw and talked to people the rest of us couldn't see. And I've heard of this before. And actually, you know, like my mom, for example, she had, when she was dying, she kept talking about her mom and dad coming to them, to her. And I would not, I would never say that that was like a hallucination or anything. She wasn't on any sort of medication at that moment. She was just, because she was dying. She didn't want to be on any more medication. She was dying. She was finishing her life. And she would tell my sister and I, because we were in the room when she was still lucid, you know, and kind of going in and out, that she would see them. Now, you could say, oh, well, that's because of that she is in a kind of a sort of a dream conscious state, whatever. Yes, you could say that. I would like to believe, and this is where we kind of may differ on something, I would like to believe that that is in fact them trying to pull her to join them. And I think, you know, I mean, there is a idea of like, we got to be realistic about things, whatever. But do we? Because that's what faith is. That's what everything is. You got to kind of have a bit of a leap of faith. And that, you know, the stuff that I've experienced over the last 12 years, I can tell you that that is something that is totally possible from what I've seen, what I've experienced. And I know a number of you feel the same way too. Once again, you can put a comment into the comments of the AM950 live stream or Paranormal United Network 2 or Minnesota Ghost Box, or you can call in 952-946-6205. That's where I'm going to go right now. We're going to Bob in Northeast Minneapolis. Bob, how are you today?
Hey, just got back from bike ride. It was awesome.
You know, I'm just
a little windy, it was windy. I'm just a big baby into the wind. So other than that,
it's okay. I'm just impressed that folks are calling in on such a beautiful day. You know, I mean, it's like absolutely. I asked Brett if we could do the show out from outside, and he said no, and that was a real bummer. It was a real buzzkill, quite frankly.
I really lay down the law.
No, I mean, it's like can we just move everything outside in the parking lot? And he didn't even blink. He's just like, no, we can't do that. And that was very unfortunate. Bob, how are you? What's on your mind, Bob?
Well, the first lady who called in mentioned something, and it kind of reawoke a thought that I've been having for quite some time, in that, you know, her point was that we've been living with this kind of stuff from the get-go. And it seems like a lot of folks have lost it along the way.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that some of the technology that we're building is kind of an unconscious attempt to recreate those abilities through technology that we used to have innately as humans.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
You know, I think it's a very good point, and I'm going to take it even a step further, Bob, and that it's also now being used as fodder for entertainment. You know, that, you know, you watch these shows, and as someone as myself who, I mean, to be very blunt and honest, was on the road to getting a TV show, that it was, you know, you get to the point of like, what is this now? What is happening here? Because, you know, I'm trying to go into this authentically. I'm trying to go into this like, you know, we're trying to really help people and celebrate. I always say paranormal is beautiful. I always say that being a part of doing paranormal is a beautiful thing, because what it is that we're able to talk to our loved ones who have passed. But, you know, you watch the shows and they're using that technology that I use. And what they're using it for is to reach, quote, demons and, quote, you know, negative energy. And that's what people think. You know, I can't tell you how many times that, you know, I meet people who find out I do paranormal, and they say, ooh, you know, where is the most, you know, evil place you've been? And it's like, well, I could tell you the most beautiful thing that ever happened to me. You know, I'd much rather tell you that. But no one's interested in that, Bob. So,
interesting.
So that's kind of my take on it. Yes.
I did have one other question. Like, okay, so Charlie Watt passed this past week.
Yes.
Do you ever, and this is kind of tongue-in-cheek, but for like the more popular people that would be getting reached out to, like Elvis? Do they have like a angel agent or something to kind of filter all the requests to get them through that our side kind of thing? Or
So it's funny that you say that, and thank you for the call, Bob. I really appreciate it. What happened here is, first of all, like when we use a spirit box, kind of the unwritten rule about that is simply we do not want to, we don't want to reach out to anybody who passed for a little bit, because it is our belief that this is all new for them. It's like kind of starting over. You don't want to bother them. You'd want to let them kind of get acclimated to the new existence that they're in. So we don't do that. The other side of it too, Bob, is that when we reach out to famous spirits, especially after they die, and I'm going to use a spirit box again as the example, and we all know that that is not the only piece of paranormal equipment there, but it's one that I use the most. You know, the spirit box is using radio frequencies. So you are going to get radio stuff every once in a while popping through. Charlie was a very well-known musician. And just like when Prince had passed, people were like, ooh, let's try to reach out to Prince like the day or two after he died. And it's like, no. And the reason why is not only we want them to acclimate to their new existence, we also know that their name is going to be all over the radio frequencies. So you're going to go through and you're going to hear someone on some radio station talk about Prince. Prince's name just kind of blips through. And then it's like, oh my gosh, Prince. Prince just said his name. Why would he say his name? But Prince just said his name. And suddenly it's like, oh, wow, okay, wow, we got Prince. What if he did? We don't know that for certain, but there's a good chance it was a radio broadcast talking about him or talking about Charlie or whatever. And so, you know, I think there's a lot of people who reach out to try to get celebrities. The name of Steve Huff, he got something that he believes is Robin Williams. I have reached out just on a whim, and I got, you know, I was like, you know, is John Lennon around? You know, doing in the spirit box, is John Lennon there? And you get hello, you know, just sort of this Liverpudlian sort of response. Is that John Lennon? You know, I mean, that's up to you to decide, I guess. You know, I mean, it's I am just like, well, that seems pretty nice, but I wouldn't necessarily assume that that's what it is. So, you know, you got to have some sort of, you know, just not just go with the first thing and like, oh my gosh. But I have reached out, and I believe I've gotten, and I'll talk more about this one after, you know, once we get into our last segment, but Jane Mansfield, of all people, there was a very interesting situation with Jane Mansfield that I feel like is actually very pertinent. I've also mentioned, and I think I played extracts from when we thought we got Abraham Lincoln and Mary Todd Lincoln, which, you know, once again, I think it is, but doesn't mean everyone has to think it is, you know. And there's also a woman by the name of Minnie. She goes by Big Minnie, and I don't call her Big Minnie. I call her Minnie because she said to me through the spirit box she doesn't like to be called Big Minnie. She is one of the owners of the Birdcage Theater in Tombstone, Arizona, and we just had this sort of kind of like this affinity with each other after Anne and I went to Tombstone and did an investigation of the birdcage that Minnie came through psychically for Anne. Anne had no idea who she was or her husband, whose name escapes me at the moment. But she described them, and the woman who was doing the tours and leading, you know, kind of watching us to make sure I didn't use a spirit box in there. She was just like, that's the owner. That's the original owner of the Birdcage Theater. And so that was really interesting. And then once again, I thought, well, let me see if I can get a hold of her. This was about a month or so ago. And the reason what prompted me, as I was just casually talking about it to somebody at another investigation, and when I brought up her name, the flashlight went off. So I thought I'd do so. And we had, you know, a little bit of an exchange back and forth, which is really, really interesting. And, you know, once again, skeptics will be like, well, it could be this, that, whatever. Absolutely. I personally choose not to believe it that way. I've had too many things happen that goes down the route of communication that I find very, very, very interesting, and I absolutely love it. And, you know, Bob, your question was really good, and it's a very interesting one. And when, you know, I'm going to talk about Jane Mansfield in the next segment, because it's really interesting. So why don't we do this? Why don't we take our final break? When we come back, we're going to talk about Jane Mansfield plus your experiences. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. This is Greg, host of Ghost Box Radio, to tell you about one of my favorite places in the Twin Cities, Collective Dimensions. They offer a wide range of classes and events to help you on your journey with self-care and spiritual growth. Classes include Reiki, psychic development, tarot, and divination, just to name a few. So, awaken your individual and collective awareness with Collective Dimensions. They will assist you in finding the right tools to help with your spiritual growth and enlightenment. More at collectivedimensions.com. And join us in 2 weeks on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken, as we're going to be taking the Labor Day weekend off. But in 2 weeks, we're going to be back with a live show as we remember the 20th anniversary of 9/11. I'm going to have on Joseph Laney. Joseph is known as the Ghost Cop. He was around, he was actually a cop that was watching over the Fresh Kills landfill where the debris of the World Trade Center was, and he will be talking with us about all the stuff that was going on there spiritually, ghost-wise. It's pretty, it's not surprising, but it's pretty incredible. But also, he had a major event happen there. He had a doing all that. And I think the stress of it all and the sadness of all may have got to him, that he had a massive heart attack and nearly died. At that point, he had an epiphany and came back and was able to have mediumship abilities. And we're going to be talking about that. So that's Joseph Laney. We're going to have him on in 2 weeks. I've had him on different things before. He's very interesting. It's going to be a very interesting story. And my next episode is on September 12th. So we are just right at that 20th anniversary date there. So we're going to remember the 9/11 that way. We are back for our final segment. We are talking just paranormal in general. We have a lot of stuff that we have been talking about today. It's been a lot of fun. And let's see here. Where do I want to go here? There's a couple, some people, some folks are putting stuff into the comments, which I absolutely love. Let's see here. Real fast here, going back. Glenn Morgan had said that for as far as the paranormal experience that he's had, he went to Point Lookout Lighthouse during a Halloween event, and he was touched on his shoulder, and no one was near him. But it was by the staircase at a place where former women lighthouse always were sighted in Scotland, Maryland. Very much, I get touched a lot, you know, either like on top of my head, just on my arms or something. You know when something unnatural happens. And I mean that where you are trying to, you know, you're doing something, all of a sudden you just feel someone tap on you. And I was actually once at Mystic Lake, staying at the hotel there in bed and just laying in there. And I got a push on my back. I just, like, something just pushed me. And you cannot mistake it. And I wasn't asleep either. It was in the morning and I was pushed. So there's certainly, you know, that's, you just know when stuff like that happens. Now, Annette asks, what is Reiki? Real quickly, Reiki is kind of like, I always look at it like, you know, how you tune up your car, you tune up yourself, you know that you are made up of chakras, you know, seven chakras. And you basically, if, you know, over time, that energy goes all over the place. And I know there's a better explanation for it, but the way I always look at it is that a Reiki practitioner is going to take and realign them so that you are more balanced, energetically more balanced. And I do it I haven't done it in a while, but when I do it, it's very worthwhile. It's also very relaxing too. It's meant to be relaxing. It's also meant to energize you, refresh you, all these wonderful things. So definitely, definitely what is well worth it. So with that being said, I do want to quickly go back because I mentioned I was going to talk about it. Jane Mansfield, of all people, I was doing an event at the Mounds Theater in St. Paul, Minnesota. It's a theater that goes back, I think, to 1927. It might be 23, but I think it's 27. And it's lived a lot of lives. And one of the spirits there is a projectionist named Red. And Red was there for many, many, many years. He was known to like the ladies, always known to like the ladies. You talk to anybody who went to the Mounds back when it was showing films, they would tell you that they saw this person named Red. And that's important because you always hear about these known ghosts at these locations, but you've never known anyone who's actually known them. Well, a lot of people knew him. Not only that, at the event I was running, we had a friend of mine, David, who is very big into old theaters. He actually used to work with Red, so he knew all about it. And right away, all the equipment was moving and working, and all these K2s were lighting up, and not just lighting up in general. When we would ask questions, it would respond to us from not lighting up to lighting up, especially the one that David was holding. And we knew that he loved Jane Mansfield, so I brought a picture of Jane Mansfield, which is called a trigger object, meaning that you're trying to get spirit in communication by showing them something or kind of getting them to react to something. And we put the spirit box on, and we're like, Red, should we see if we can get Jane Mansfield here? And we got yes. So like, Jane Mansfield, you just don't know if it's going to work or not. Like, Jane Mansfield, are you here? And we got, yes, I am. And so we said, Jane Mansfield, this is Red, not even knowing if they could even see each other. And suddenly all communication stopped. No more paranormal communication whatsoever. And we believe that that's because they went off together. I would like to believe that that was the case. So that was really, really fun. And that we thought that we got her voice. We certainly got Red. It all kind of seemed to work out well. Once again, your mileage may vary on whether or not that you consider that to be real. But everyone in the room, and there was probably about maybe eight of us together up in the projection booth when we did this, we all were convinced that this was what was going on. We got someone who claimed to be Jane Mansfield. We got Red, who always wanted to meet her. And, to Bob's call earlier, who knows if spirits can just reach out to each other. I don't know how that works. We will all someday know how it works. But Lori, real quick, had put into the comment section that she totally believes paranormal. There's one thing she was really never believed in. That was when you would live and then passed on, someone would leave you two pennies when they passed. I was skeptical. Not now. The morning my mom passed, I walked down to the end of the driveway to my car, and there was three pennies. This morning, my brother came over, and there was a white feather. Those are the lightest objects, and they can't move. Also, my parents come in my dreams a lot. And I really just want to say, folks, if you want to believe in this stuff, and there's those who just want to believe in paranormal based on the equipment and only believe what the equipment say, some want to just, some like myself, believe in the metaphysical side and also the equipment coming together, never lose track of the signs, such as parents in dreams or anyone in dreams. Feathers, white feathers mean very good things. All that stuff is super, super important to kind of keep in mind. Finding pennies on the ground, finding any change on the ground, and right away just kind of think, who could this be from? And you'll know. So, and when I say it comes to you. And that stuff is super, super, super exciting. Everyone, thank you so very much for joining in this week and having such a wonderful, lively conversation about the paranormal. We're going to do this again. next week, or sorry, in 2 weeks, we're going to have on Joseph Lanny. We're going to talk about his time and celebrate and remember the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Thank you, Brett, for everything. This has been Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. Take care.